Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, I forgot about this. It is catchy.
It really is. Those things.
It is catchy. Welcome back. This is not the Tom Kelly show, but you know we love Tom Kelly.
Yeah, he had a rough one yesterday.
Yeah, speaking of the Tom Kelly show, it's time for a little accountability, and I promise I will take accountability for my own. You call it bold predictions. So yesterday, Jack sent us my bold predictions before the Philly season. Thought maybe we should go over these, just kind of see how I did. So we'll do that coming up as we start the playoffs on Saturday. But I think a little accountability here for Tom Kelly. Our guy TK yesterday. So, you know, the baseball playoffs, and they'd be great. We get 3 game 3s today. Yankees, Red Sox tonight, the Cubs and the Padres. By the way, Mason Miller, did anyone see what he did yesterday out of the bullpen for the Padres? Hugh, he was dotting 104.5 miles an hour on the outside corner. He's a whole problem if we have to see him in the NLCS. Ooh, wow. Yeah, he's good. So that's going to game three. Tigers and Guardians going to game three. Great day. And yesterday, Tom Kelly's sitting back watching a little baseball, and he tweets this out. It's so nice to hear Joe Buck back calling postseason baseball. The only problem, of course, is the game he was watching was not being called by Joe Buck. It was being called by Kevin Brown.
Did he sound like Joe Buck?
Let's hear. Who do we want to hear first? Who do you play first?
Let's play Joe Buck first, okay. Just to refresh everybody what he sounds like.
Listen, Joe Buck's voice has been in part of our life for 30 years for all these big games. Here's, of course, Joe Buck.
Bases loaded. Two out. Hard hit into right. Back at the wall. Tie game! Big Poppy! The grand slam!
That's a pretty distinct voice, and one we've heard on, is it 1,000 now? Or it's at least hundreds and hundreds of games.
Yeah, Joe Buck has
is great.
Distinct cadence, yeah.
Was that 2013?
That was Red Sox.
Yeah, that felt like a
Poppy.
Big Poppy.
Grand Slam?
I'm guessing 2013. All right, so there's Big Poppy with the call by Joe Buck, a very distinct voice. When you say, Hugh, we know Joe Buck's voice?
Yes.
So if you were watching a game and you heard Joe Buck, you'd say, oh, that's Joe Buck. And if it wasn't Joe Buck, you probably wouldn't say that. Here is the announcer yesterday on the Cubs-Padres game, Kevin Brown. Here's him.
And Machado cranks the first pitch to deep left field. Ian Happ will watch it go. Manny Machado destroys a first pitch splitter. The Cubs do not turn to the bullpen, and Machado hits it over the bullpen.
Do you think Kevin Brown on the Machado call sounds like Joe Buck?
No.
Okay. I mean, I'm an idiot.
I don't think he sounds like him either.
I don't think so. I think maybe TK was doing something, the kids running around or something, and maybe he thought he heard Joe Buck or he had Joe Buck on the brain. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well said, Tom Kelly.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, all right. We got a little accountability there for Tom Kelly. You got to know Joe Buck's voice. And I don't think Kevin Brown sounds like him. So,
no, not at all.
I'm Tom Kelly.
Moment for TK. All right, Tom, we had to get you for that one. Now, in terms of my accountability, so, Hugh, before the season, I put out 25 bold predictions for the 2025 Phillies. Now, before we go through some of my bad ones, I just make sure everyone realize when you do bold predictions, you got to be bold, right?
That's the first word in
exactly. The it's not like, hey, the Phillies will make the playoffs. So that's not bold. They're probably going to make the playoffs. So let's go through some of these. Now, there are some hits in here, but I think it's more fun to go through some of the bad ones. So we'll just roll through some of them. And I think Kyle should grade the 25 bold predictions. He's seen them. All right, let's start off with number one. Here's a big L for me. The Trey Turner leadoff experiment won't work. Well, I was wrong on that. Turner won the batting title, mostly hitting at the leadoff spot. Number two, Kyle Schwarber will lead the NL in home runs. That's pretty darn good. Now, I sure changed him. Mm-hmm. He had 10 more than I thought, but he led the NL in home runs. All right, that's a win. Zach Wheeler, third, and Christopher Sanchez, fifth, will each finish top five in NL Cy Young voting. Pretty darn good. They're both probably going to finish top five. I hit Aaron Nola's decline. People were mad at that. But I had some big misses here. Joe Ross will be the new Spencer Turnbull and a fan favorite within 6 weeks. He was eventually DFA'd. Mm. Rob Thompson will be on the hot seat before Memorial Day.
Yeah,
that didn't really happen.
That one didn't.
No. Yeah. No. All right. Alec Boehm regressed, losing his spot in the middle of the order and leading to trade rumors. Didn't really happen. Okay.
It was kind of trending in that direction.
Yeah. Now let's get to some more of the bad ones. The Phillies will win 89 games. So what did I miss by 7? They won 96. Mm-hmm. That's an L. The Phillies won't repeat as NL East champions instead making the playoffs as the final wildcard team.
That one didn't.
That's a loss. I also had them edging out the Brewers, Cubs, and Padres down the stretch. All those teams made the playoffs, so that's a big L. NL East order of finish: Mets, Braves, Phillies. That's a massive L. The Phillies will go down to Terry Francona's Reds in 3 games in the NL wildcard. I get half credit. I had the Reds.
That's Mr. Reds.
You did have the Reds.
I had them in the playoffs. Most people didn't have that. Mm-hmm. So some big L's in there, quite clearly. A few hits, like the Nola decline, but mostly L's.
It's not terrible. I mean, some of the bad ones are really bad.
Yeah, went out there.
The Joe Ross one.
Yeah.
Tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, huge swing and a miss.
I did also have a Ryan Kirkering as the Phillies closed by mid-May.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
I mean, that one, like, you might have pulled something swinging and missing it that one.
A Bryson Stott bounce back, second half. That one just had a simmer for a while.
I like this one, though. Mm-hmm. Thompson will finally do what should have been done a long time ago, deploy the best outfield defense in late in games with leads.
That might be the best hit.
That was good.
I basically called the Castellanos thing before it happened.
Yeah.
What do we give me? Like a C, D, B minus?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, look, considering their bold predictions.
Yeah.
And like the rate in which you did hit some of them, I think pretty much to a T, some of them. I'll give you a B.
All right. That's not bad.
We'll give you a B.
Yeah. Starting with the Trey one is a tough look, though, because he won the batting title.
Yeah. Max Kepler did not start out hot.
No.
Quite the opposite. Mm. But we were all calling for an outfielder or two by the trade deadline. We got one.
Mm-hmm.
And we love the guy. It's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been. And I think maybe if I didn't lead with the Trey one, maybe the whole thing looks better. But that's the first thing you see is number one, the Trey thing. So a little accountability for me on the 25 bold predictions. All right, let's get to some phone calls here. And, of course, you people coming up in a little bit. Andy in Westchester up on WIP. Hey, Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy, what's going on?
Not too much. I wanted to talk some Phils, but did you guys hear about this tweet AJ Brown sent out about?
You know what? I missed it. Hugh's just been talking about Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts all day, so I didn't hear that.
Dude, I was, man, you went off on that. I was, I first heard about it, and I was like, no big deal, whatever. And then you hear that, just the thing about be a good boy, and that's just playing with fire there. And getting your perspective was really interesting, and I thank you for it.
I have to imagine entire city pulled up, like when the old fireside chats with FDR, everyone got around the radio.
I don't think they did.
And they're like, listen, Hugh's cooking here.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll get to the point. I know you're late, or it's late. I was saying to Kyle, I actually am glad to pull the Dodgers. I was more concerned about the Reds just because they're one of those pain-in-the-ass teams, kind of like the Cardinals used to be.
Mm.
Like the Mets were at us last year. I just feel like we kind of have a thing. I'm not going to say we own the Dodgers, but we match up very well against them.
Now, the Reds stink. Come on.
Shut up, Kyle.
Here's the one thing that would have been different. If it was the Reds, we would have walked into that series beating our chest. We're going to sweep them. They don't belong here with us. And there would have been that, like, let's hope we don't take them lightly. Like, with the Dodgers, we cannot do that. Even if whether you think they're going to be definitely going to win or it's going to be tight, like.
No, it's a different feel.
Yeah, we all realize.
Different energy.
Yes, there's a different animal walking in here. This team's good.
How about this perspective? if they were to lose the first round, at least against the Dodgers, it's not going to be like as heartbreaking as it would have been against the Reds. Not saying that's happened, but I just feel better going into a series where you've got a really solid opponent than one that is being taken lightly, because usually they're going to end up being scrappy and it could be a problem.
Yeah, and you know what? The Phillies, I thought, any good phone call, I think the Phillies have played better in the series where they're the underdog or they're facing a really good team, like a really good team in the postseason the last 4 years, right? The Braves series, the Astros series.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They seem to get up when the opponent's like on their level or above their level. But when they're playing someone below them, like the Diamondbacks or the Mets last year, it was like they sleptwalked through it. So I get it, but I would have rather played the Reds. I mean, I understand his perspective, but the Reds are far, far less talented.
Yeah, guy. Come on, Andy.
Yeah, you'd have slept a little bit better at night. That's basically
I would have slept a lot better. Yeah, Tyler in Delaware is up on WIP. Tyler!
Oh, absolutely. When you berate and bust things out that way, I mean, it's unbelievable. I can't believe how much it takes to have a job like that and to do that job the best that you can and still be a good human being. That's all that you need to do at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think Tyler talking to somebody else.
All right, Julian, you have a good day, brother.
Look at Tyler out there spreading positivity.
Right, we'll put Tyler on hold. I like that, though. Once in a while, a little glimpse into the caller's real life is what we all need. It's like a peek behind the curtain a little bit there. And we saw Tyler very cordial over his talk to him, complimentary. Tyler's a nice guy.
Thanks, Tyler, man.
Yeah, Tyler. I mean, and Tyler, as we heard, he's a different animal, like that wedding a couple weeks ago. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Do you more hope or expect the Phillies to beat the Dodgers in the NLCS? Boy, this is an interesting poll here. Sometimes when there's a poll and it's that people don't have to express it, they're more likely, I think, you to like show a little bit of vulnerability. Because when people call in, like, yeah, we're going to sweep the Dodgers. Yeah, they stink. But, you know, behind an anonymous answer to a poll, you could be a little more vulnerable. Hope.
You calling our fan base frauds?
That's not what I said. Okay. I just think it's a different forum
different
to express yourself.
Different animal.
Tyler. Do you more hope or expect the Phillies to beat the Dodgers in the NLDS? 58% voting hope. 42% voting expect. It's a little interesting. I expected a little more expecting.
Well, I think that's the ones that have a little bit of trepidation about the last time we were in a position like this.
You know, I do wonder, is this coming off of seeing the Dodgers beat up on the Reds and not having seen the Phillies play for a while? Yeah. Like, if say we put the poll up tomorrow,
A little more bravado?
It's a little less fresh watching the Dodgers last few nights.
Tomorrow will be different.
A little more chesty tomorrow?
Yeah, man. It's Friday. Chesty. People are getting lathered up. And
you know what? Put it up. Have it put it up Saturday at 5:30. First or second or third beer in already. And
Look, I'll be banged up by then.
Banged up.
I mean, who won't be Saturday heading into that game? Mm-hmm. All right. Before we check in with you people, I want to tell everyone, you can go from cheering on the Phillies at a Red October rally to an Eagles pep rally all in one day. So you can join Ava Graham tomorrow night at 6 for a Bud Light Eagles pep rally at Creekside Sports Bar and Grill. The owner, Brian, always goes all out. Swoop, Eagles, cheerleaders, and thanks to Bud Light, plenty of prizes, including tickets to Sunday's game, 6 p.m. tomorrow night, Creekside Sports Bar and Grill in Royersford. So go out and hang out with Ava for the pep rally tomorrow night, after hanging out with us all day tomorrow at Stateside for our big Red October rally.
It's going to be a fun time.
Tomorrow's going to be awesome. There's no question about that. All right, let's do you people, and then we'll see if Tyler's done talking to his friends.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Can't stand you clowns.
That's time. That's evergreen, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably from yesterday.
I get one of those every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I suspect from the same people.
Oh.
Who listen every day.
Yeah, they're the characters.
No problem. Yep. Hard to take Joe seriously in that skin-colored sweatshirt.
This is salmon color.
Salmon.
Am I pink?
Not at all.
Okay.
Close. It's pretty close. I mean, from my view here, it's not
that far
off.
It's the light.
Yeah,
it's the light.
You gotta stop blaming the lights, man.
Well, I mean,
we just had an accountability segment.
You're right. It's my fault. Yep. I am salmon.
Hey, Joe, where'd you get the hoodie? Monk's Warehouse?
Yes, exactly. I am. When I'm not here, I'm a monk, in case you guys didn't know.
I like the stupid ones.
Yeah,
man.
That's good.
The really bad ones.
Don't monks not speak? Aren't they very quiet?
That's true. That couldn't be further
That's the opposite of what we do here.
Yep. The real diva here is Joe Giglio the whole time.
I totally agree. Especially when I'm off the air. Just full diva all the time. Everyone around here says it. I'm just complete diva. AJ, that's why I kind of see where AJ's coming from. Yeah. I'm a diva, too.
Yep. AJ is really nailing this comedy routine. Wonder if that guy still thinks that.
Yeah, it's a bit, guys. He just has you guys wrapped around his finger.
Elaborate ruse. None of this is relevant.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, good, I mean, it's wrong. Terrible. It's not relevant
that the quarterback and receiver don't really talk to each other. Yeah, they got
beef. That's weird.
Yeah,
you would
think it's a big deal.
Not relevant. Yeah. It's your fault for talking about it all week.
Oh. My fault?
Yeah, it's our fault.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we supposed to do? Yeah. What are we supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Talk show talks. Wide receiver paid to catch football's tweets.
Yes.
It's our fault.
Here's an experiment. If we didn't talk about it all week, do you think that'd make things better in the Eagles locker room?
It'd just go away.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, they would hope it would.
Yeah, they wouldn't, but we could pretend.
Mm. Yeah. by the way, so Aaron in San Diego has been in there a lot. A little bit of a different guy. Like Twitter, social media, Aaron is a lot more like Hugh described the Twitter idiots.
Oh,
than caller Aaron.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, because he likes to pretend he's above it, even though we know he's not. All the AJ talk is clickbait. Mm. I mean, I don't think you know what clickbait.
I don't think. I think we've gotten to a point where no one knows what clickbait is. The clickbait is when you have a headline that tricks you into clicking into it, and then there's no substance to what it is.
Right.
It is baiting you into clicking. This is a talk show. Mm-hmm.
I got my eye on Aaron in San Diego.
We all do. We all do.
Like I can see you in the chat every day, like whining.
Yeah,
and
Kyle monitors what's going. Obviously, for
it,
you
dude.
People,
yeah,
he sees
on.
Everything.
I mean, Jesus, guys.
We don't let Hugh look in there for most.
Nah,
no,
no, collapse
yeah,
back.
Well, yeah.
The boss don't even allow me to look in there.
There's about to be an avalanche coming for you, buddy.
Oh, no.
Has Hugh just considered AJ Brown as living his truth?
That's a good one.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
it's a fair retort to you.
That's fair. That's fair.
But got you there.
But here's the thing.
I get it.
Here's the thing. If AJ Brown was living his truth, he didn't do it yesterday when he had an opportunity to.
Sure, maybe. Or that's his truth.
Is that his
I mean,
truth?
You opened up this can of worms by saying
anything.
You have a point there, but here's the thing. If he's living his truth, right, and he said that there was nothing wrong, why is he still tweeting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's not living his truth.
Yeah, that's the tough part.
That's the tough part about that. But I hear him. Good one.
Yep. No Ring Douglas preys on our team's downfall, and it's obvious.
I would venture to say that, you know, I have more rings than they do.
Yeah.
I have an NFC Championship ring. I have a Black College Hall of Fame ring. And I have a ring that I got when I was in college.
And
so I'm three up. I don't have a Super Bowl ring, but I'm pretty sure I'm have more. And I have an old wedding ring that I don't wear. I got that one too.
You also have plaques. I have those. Hugh is an Eagles Hall of Famer
and a future WIP Hall of Famer.
The poll. Did you see the poll yesterday?
What happened?
Kyle put up a poll to him the show. Is Hugh Douglas a future WIP Hall of Famer?
They said no.
50-50.
That ain't bad. I still got time.
I voted yes.
Time is on your side.
Time is on my side.
After today and this week, though, I think you're...
Yeah, I got time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this one.
Your candidacy inside,
I'm
went
to,
up.
It's inside, like, I'm working on inside of the year.
You know how they put Foles' cleats in from the 7-touchdown game? Yes. This rant, at the very least, has its own little section in the WIP Hall.
Yeah, and if you go to like Baseball Reference or Pro Football Reference, they have a thing called like Black Ink. Like, if you lead the league in something, your chances go up.
Yep. Yeah.
Your chances at the Hall of Fame went up.
They
this
skyrocketed
week.
Today.
The professionalism and then the rant today was
How's
wild.
This one? Hey, Hugh, I'd like to see you put the pads on.
I mean, I did before.
We all saw it.
I mean, I've done that.
Most of us remember.
I would probably venture to say that they probably, I'll give them high school pass. They probably put some high school pass.
Even I did that.
That's being pretty generous.
Yeah, I give them high school
pass. I got to tell you, it's not that impressive that I played high school football. I did it.
Tom Kelly played high school
Tom Kelly played. I played.
That's crazy.
A lot of
people. The guy doesn't
even
know what Joe Buck sounds like.
Yeah, that's a shame. Yeah. It's a bad look.
Hugh Douglas beefing with an Eagles wide receiver. Is it 2005 or 2025?
That's not the first time that I've heard that today. As a matter of fact, D-Gun ran that one back.
That was a low-hanging fruit.
Can't be
fruit.
Mad at that.
That's kind of baked into when this happens. Yeah.
Yep. Not sure what's more concerning, all the AJ stuff, or that Hugh and Kyle have been agreeing all week.
Yeah, it is a shame.
That's been a little weird.
What's going on? Yeah. That's going to change. My guess is that changes tomorrow. When Lower the Bar Douglas tells us Bryce Harper doesn't have to do much in this series.
Yeah, we're due. We are due. Mm-hmm. This was right after Hugh's rant. Hey, Hugh, wondering if you had any thoughts on Hassan Reddick being on four other football teams.
Why has Hassan Reddick been on four other freaking football team.
Was this the most fired up you was since that day?
This was way more fired up than that day.
Only thing I can say to that person is thank you for listening. You're a true and loyal listener.
That's a good callback.
That's a P1. That's a number one. Here's a question. Has Hugh evolved? Because in that rant, you cursed. We had to dump you.
And Hugh, well, I could tell. Hugh was
tip of his tongue.
Pretty damn close today.
Tip of his tongue.
Hey, listen, can I just say this? Because y'all know, because when we're in the meetings a lot of times, I'm a big fan of Samuel L. Jackson, and the word that he likes to use a lot.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorites. So yeah, it was a couple times I just had to, you know, do a little self edit.
But like a professional, you did.
I am a professional.
One more. This is my favorite one. Wow. Ike is on fire today.
And that's perfect. That's
I can't get mad at that one.
I used to be walking around town. I love that ranch you had on, AJ.
That's so good.
No, true story. Me and Ike were out one time, right? And this lady kept calling him Jason Avant. And Ike was like, I'm not Jason Avant. And he was like, yes, you are. You are Jason. And I was looking at him, and I was like, Ike, you're a better man than me. And he was so nice about it. She's like, no, you're Jason Avant. Oh, so much so that she Googled his picture and put it up to his face, and she still thought he was Jason Avant.
That's a lot to show someone a picture of another person and say, this is you. Yeah. Why are you lying to me?
She was a lot.
That feels like a whole heck of a lot. All right, this was... I don't know how to describe this show today.
It was eventful.
Eventful is a great way to describe it. All right.
Send this one in.
Yeah. maybe this is the Marconi show. This is the one. Just send Hugh's rant for the Marconi. All right. We appreciate everyone being part of the show today. And, of course, Seth calling in. We didn't know if he could. We didn't know if he would. But he wanted to call in and give us his thoughts. If you missed that earlier, Seth Joyner did call us about 1 o'clock today to respond to the A.J. Brown tweet at him yesterday. Odyssey app. It's on YouTube. You can check it out and listen to what Seth had to say. All right. Fun show today. Eventful fun. Tomorrow, don't forget, we're at Stateside starting at 10, the former Xfinity Live at the South Philly Sports Complex. All right, Hugh, you hit 3 out of 4 in your parlay. We got 3 games today. 3 Major League Baseball Game 3s. Who wins? Guardians, Tigers.
I'm going to go with the Guardians.
Padres, Cubs.
Mm,
I'm going Pods.
I'm thinking Cubs.
Okay. Yankees, Red Sox.
Yankees. I'm going with the Yankees.
Ooh, all right. Everyone have a great day.
Better luck this time, maybe.
Yeah.
I ain't even put no money on them.
Yeah, because you lost them yesterday.
I lost that $2.
Afternoon show next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.